Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We want to take a moment to talk about some changes coming to this show. This is Tanya's last week hosting Here and Now.
Congressman Jim Clyburn, BLM co-founder Patrice Cullors, Lenny Kravitz, Brian Stevenson, Dev Patel, Ibram Kendi, Corey Bush, Today Show co-anchor Al Roker, Lawrence Fishburne, Byron Allen, Simu Liu.
But Tanya, you're not leaving, are you?
No, I'm stepping away from the hosting chair to become a correspondent for Here and Now.
Okay, now, let's be clear. There is a cost to this. I'm going to miss co-hosting this show with you on a daily basis. And we all are going to miss hearing on a daily basis your distinct voice, the way you can extract the humanity from everybody you talk to. So why this change?
Scott, well, thank you so much for that. I've enjoyed hosting with you, too, and you've been such a wonderful addition to the show. You know, I'm interested in the next frontier of journalism, and part of me understanding what that is requires that I get back out in the field, so to speak. You know, I've spent the last 20 years of my career literally out on the streets, talking with people from all walks of life across the country and parts of the world. And those interactions are deeply important because they help us as journalists get a deep sense of the cultural and political landscape of our country and the world. And you know, because you're doing the same thing, the last few years I've literally been in my closet hosting the show. And while COVID-19 is still a major threat, I really look forward to being able to get my boots on the ground, so to speak, to get closer to the truth.
Closer. So how are you going to do that in your new job as correspondent?
Well, first, I'll be offering some of those signature conversations with authors and artists and politicians, and I'll head back out and do stories like our reporting from South Carolina during the primaries.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to take you on a road trip from Charleston to Columbia to hear from some of the hardworking people of South Carolina about what they want in a presidential candidate and how this time around, picking the perfect one isn't as clear-cut as in years past. We start in Charleston.
I'm also really into going back to places that have experienced disasters to explore what we can learn from them, like my coverage of the wildfires in Paradise, California.
On the morning of November 8th, while raking leaves in front of her home, she got a call from her daughter 3 hours away in San Francisco, telling her that she needed to evacuate.
I was able to talk to all three of my kids, and propane tanks were blowing up around me, and I'm saying, I'm sorry, I'm not going to get to watch Jackson grow up. I love you. I'm so, so sorry I didn't spend more time with you guys. And, you know, Mom, don't be silly. You're going to make it out.
And those slices of life are really so important for us to understand each other. And we can see how policy decisions impact the everyday lives of people. Like this past November, when I had a chance to spend time with Wathula Asghari and his family, who'd migrated here from Afghanistan.
I met up with Asghari on a sunny afternoon at his apartment in Burbank, California. The kids had just gotten out of school, and it's a new and exciting routine for them. Last school year, without knowing any English, they attended virtual classes. Six-year-old Mudassar was eager to watch some TV. Asghari's wife was trying to get their youngest down for a nap, and the twins, 9-year-old Musawer and Mina, were eager to play. Here's Mina.
I like to play hide-and-seek or tag. Hide-and-seek and tag, and I like to play runner.
A typical, uneventful day in the U.S. Exactly what Asghari says he's been dreaming about for his children.
And I'll also be bringing you conversations from Truth Be Told, my podcast where we take on hard questions about race and racism in America. And Scott, I just really look forward to getting to know the audience in these new ways.
Well, Tanya, you are the person to do that. So we wish you the best. We'll be listening, and we're looking forward